When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your weekend starts 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now.
Welcome to Friday. It is PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Thanks for streaming us on that free Odyssey app.
Yes.
74 for the high today. And yeah, the sun, we're going to see it all day.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
This is the kind of story right now that makes you want to shake someone and say, wake up, especially when it involves someone you love. How many of you have someone in your life who fell victim to a scam after getting catfished by someone they thought was the love of their life?
Obviously, you know that I love Catfish and it's like my favorite show. So I am so into this, although it is so unfortunate for these people who are getting taken advantage of.
Very much so. Krista is joining us this morning, who says she feels she is close to losing her best friend to a weird guy on the internet she's never even met before. Krista, what's going on?
I feel like I am stuck between losing my best friend to some creepy guy and then losing my best friend to being suspicious about some creepy guy.
Right. She's like, either way, you're like screwed.
This is
not
unusual.
I think you guys can help me get her to just listen and wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Krista, this has happened before to a handfuls of people.
I mean, I just watched the documentary last week. I mean, there was four girls with one fake guy. They got to the bottom of it, and basically there's a whole sea of men in Africa, Nigeria that do this. They're called the Yahoo Boys.
Your best friend, did she fall victim to a Yahoo Boy?
I don't know if he's a Yahoo Boy, but he is definitely just giving me a lot of ick. Like, okay, so he says his name is Dean. Sure, fine. He says he's based in Buffalo, so like they're an hour apart.
Oh, let me write this down. His name's Dean.
He's an hour away.
And they haven't met.
Okay, that's
supposedly
super
they are in
weird.
Love, and they haven't met it. Right!
That's so weird.
Well, hold on. How long have they been chatting?
For like months.
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like you guys could literally meet in Batavia. Like, it's just halfway, so...
It would be
not
so
sure.
easy, but there's always an excuse, right? He's like, oh, well, we could FaceTime, and then like the camera breaks. And she can't see him.
So convenient.
Got it. Okay.
And he's all like, oh my gosh, I feel this connection. I think I love you. I'm like,
what? No. Mm-mm.
The sweetest, most kind person, and I can just see her getting taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Sounds like she already is, unfortunately.
And how old is your friend?
We're both in our 40s.
Is she in a vulnerable state, like relationship-wise?
I mean, she's had boyfriends here and there, but, like, never married, never even, like, gotten engaged. So, like, I'm worried that she's got this pressure on herself,
right,
to finally make it happen. I'm like, girl, there's not a deadline.
Right.
Yeah, she's running towards a finish line that doesn't exist. So, tell me, what are the red flags here?
Okay, I mentioned the conveniently never meeting, but,
yeah.
So then they finally do. They have plans to meet in Buffalo, right?
Okay.
Amazing. And he's like, oh, you know what? My company just got this contract in Dubai. I have to go. So then he like basically ghosts her. And then once he's there, supposedly, he's like, oh my gosh, there's this crazy bank screw up. I need you to send me money so I can pay my workers.
This is a tale as old as time. Like,
to me, the math is clear. None of this is real. He's like, oh yeah, the banks. I'm like, okay, well, he can get a loan. I'm sure that there's a way.
Let me ask you something. What does your friend find interesting about this guy that she's never met? What is she like about him?
I mean, I'm sure he's very charming, right? Like, I'm sure that he's sweeping her off her feet. She said that he liked the same things as her. They were both really into horror movies. And I'm like, okay, did you say you liked horror movies first? Or...
Yeah, I mean, like, in the documentary that I watched and just the stories that I've heard from, like, actual real-life people that I know that have gotten taken through this, is they just really put pressure points on their insecurities. So they'll sit there and be like, you're so beautiful. Like, things that they haven't heard maybe ever or in a while. Yeah. They just kind of hammer them home and they just become basically blinded to the feeling of validation that they're getting.
And then anytime you're like, you know, maybe this person is lying to you, then they're like, they think that they're lying about them being beautiful when that's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over here, I'm begging her not to send him money. She's really angry with me.
Yeah.
She's like, I think I have to do this. You know, this is the right thing to do. And I just,
yeah, that's
I want to shake her.
Yeah, I know you want to shake her. Can I say something really quick? Because I'm a big believer that sometimes in life, you got to stop warning people and let them figure it out. Because if the person we keep trying to protect refuses to listen, I don't know. I think it's time for her to get burned, because sometimes that's what it takes. People don't change until it hurts.
No, but you don't want to see your friend go through that.
Oh, no,
if you,
like,
can help it.
I don't think she's not going to listen to you, Krista.
Money, then he's got her bank information. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't 100. A like, I'm going to let you bump into something in your house. This is like, you're going to ruin your credit. Someone's going to steal your identity. This is real stuff. Like, right. This isn't just make a mistake, learn as you go stuff.
Right.
So what is a person to do? I don't know how many of you listening have ever been in a situation like this yourself, where you almost got scammed or catfished by someone, or maybe you have a parent or a grandmother who's gone through it. 585-252-9800.
Yeah, I have no idea what to do. I'm hoping someone's got some advice.
Yeah, we do too. Clearly a lot of red flags here. The guy needs money for Dubai. I mean, there's a lot of bank issues in Dubai.
Right, yes, of course. And also, like, thanks, if God. You work for a company, shouldn't your boss be taking care of that? But, hey, what do I know? Like, I would never go to Patrice and be like, my manager screwed up, now we need money for the company. Like, she'd be like, that's genuinely not my problem.
All right, let's get to some of your texts and call. Krista, you got to keep us updated of what happens with your friend. But whatever you do, don't allow her to give that money away. How much did this guy ask for?
$6,000.
Yeah, that's no like small chunk of change there.
All right, okay.
Oh.
All right, thanks for the call this morning, Krista. We appreciate the story.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Sounds to me like her friend's about to give away her life savings.
If $6,000 is her life savings, then we have bigger fish to fry.
Oh, you think she's going to give away just the six? Doubt it. I doubt it. There's a documentary, too, I watched where this poor woman gave away, I think it was like close to $85,000. But then again, I'm pretty sure she was also on drugs.
No, I mean, in the one that I was talking about with her, like, she gave away like $1.4 million.
Oh, she really had it. Well, she was sitting on some cash for sure.
Send them to me. Listen, this is unfortunately way too common, and it's scary, and it's sad. But they, like I said, tear at the heartstrings and hit vulnerable pressure points.
Let's get to some of your messages this morning. We have one from Christina that says, yeah, classic scam behavior, no meeting in person. Then there's emotional manipulation, and now they're asking for money. And pretty much your friend's being groomed. She doesn't need love right now. She needs someone to protect her from whoever this guy is. Amanda says, my cousin met a guy on Instagram who said he was stationed overseas. She ended up sending him $3,000 for a flight home. He disappeared. They always need a flight home.
It's always a flight home, or it's always something with their job, and the money isn't there for their job. It's like, all right, well, like, that's your job. So, like, clean up your mess. I don't know.
James
but
says
they say they think they're in love.
That's the thing too. You know what I mean? And she probably is vulnerable. She probably has a low self-esteem, and she's in her 40s, never been married. So she's probably feeling a lot of pressure to do just that. Rachel says, I am so embarrassed to even admit this on the radio, but my mom got catfished by someone claiming to be a famous country singer. He said he needed help escaping his management contract, asked for money to pay legal fees. And she gave it to him. Right.
This person says, my mom is 86 years old and got catfished. She sent $7,000 over 2 weeks before I found out. She still thinks this doctor is going to pay her back.
I think what's sad about this is that her friend probably already knows deep down that it's fake. But when you've waited this long for love or attention,
yeah,
even lies feel better than being alone.
Right. That's deep. That is deep. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm still drunk. I'm still drunk from last night.
Perfect.
That's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Thank you guys for the messages on this one.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
The one thing I love about Rochester is that there is always going to be support and rallying around someone who needs help. And that's what I want to do this morning. I want to share this story of a young boy named Tanner who got into a pretty severe BMX accident over the weekend, competing, doing all the things, and resulted in a pretty severe spinal cord injury. Right now, it's been identified as a C3 and C5 injury, and his spinal cord is very bruised and is bleeding. He's going to anticipate to be in the hospital for at least 2 months. So the rehab is going to be a long, rigorous journey, and they might even be moving hospitals out of state to get the best possible care. What does this mean? Well, I mean, I think for a community to come together and support and rally around a family that really needs it, especially one that's going to have severe medical bills and issues down the line. They have a GoFundMe up right now. They're also doing a raffle, which is the reason I'm talking about this, because it involves our friends over at CMAC and concert tickets. They're going to be selling raffle tickets for $10 and $20. And the $10 tickets are for a drawing for Killers tickets, which obviously will be here very soon.
Yep.
And then the $20 tickets are a drawing for the Bailey Zimmerman concert, which is going to be down in CMAC very soon here as well. The Killers is Saturday, August 2nd. And then Bailey Zimmerman is August 9th. So this was supposed to be his first concert. These are the tickets that they're raffling off. They had plans to go, very excited, all of the things. So if you want to buy those tickets or contribute, they're selling them down in Canandaigua this weekend at Project Lean Nation. Also down in Phelps, they're going to be there as well at this barbershop called Cutting Edge. I just want to get the word out and have community support, because no family should have to go through that alone.
It is what we do best here in Rochester, New York.
Yes,
you know, when when we need each other the most, we do tend to show up. And so if there's any way you might be able to contribute and put a little extra something in this family's pocket to help with those bills, that would be so appreciated.
So far, they've already raised $16,000. Their goal is 20. So that GoFundMe's up.
They're
Tanner
close.
Tanner Strong.
Tanner Strong.
Yep.
Thanks, Breeze. Okay, we are back at it. It is True Crime Tuesdays, a.k.a. Fridays on PXY Mornings. If you remember from this past Tuesday, our coworker had something traumatic take place outside work. Her windshield busted.
Smashed.
And now it's time to finally crack the case. Who did it? A bitter coworker or jealous ex? We couldn't do this alone. This morning, we're bringing in some outside help, thanks to our boys down at the precinct. Coming up on the show, with your help, we're going to solve this crime, plus introduce you to Rochester's top pet detective. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Free
and always will.
Welcome to True Crime Tuesdays, a.k.a. Fridays, on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's not just a mystery, it's personal.
So it has nothing to do with you.
We started talking about this crime that took place outside the radio station earlier in the week on Tuesday. Some of you may remember that our coworker's windshield was smashed. It was a horrific scene. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. This took place between the hours of 10 and 11. Now, I've gone through the evidence all week. I'm exhausted. I've left no stone unturned. I don't know what Breezy's been doing, but I've been working like a dog.
Well, if I'm being honest, I also have been doing my own research, and I sent you the photo of said windshield, and I was like, wow, they did a really bad job trying to break in. It looks horrible.
That's fair.
It's literally like one crack. I'm like, couldn't have hit a little harder?
Now, I am determined to get to the bottom of this because on True Crime Tuesdays, a.k.a. Fridays, if you smash the glass, then we're coming for your ass.
Again, I hate it here.
If you missed it, our coworker parked right outside the building, comes out after the show on Tuesday. It was July 14th, around 11:05 a.m. Her windshield is shattered. Looks like someone took a bat to it. No note, no explanation, no security footage, nothing. And everyone in the office started pointing fingers on who done it. So after going through all the evidence, I came to the conclusion that early mornings and late nights is a recipe for disaster. So I called in some help from my boys down at the precinct, and they sent over the best of the best. He's a tough cop looking for trouble, and unfortunately for these crooks, they just got caught sniffing in the wrong pair of underwear. Let's welcome Rochester's top pet detective, Tommy B. Bechtold.
In the criminal justice system, windshield-based crimes are considered especially heinous. It's me, your boy, Tommy B. And if there is no hound that will be unfound. If you lose your cat, I'll find where it's at. If you misplace your puma, reach out to me on Zuma. We're going to find that.
All right. Yeah, we're definitely going to find it. Now, Tommy, this happened in the middle of the morning right outside the station. Nobody saw a thing. What do you make of this mess?
Well, Moose, this is a catastrophe we haven't seen in many years in this city. Here's what we know. The coworker has a bitter ex. And as we all know, demon in the sack, the windshield must crack.
Again, it was like a plastic bat, you guys. It was like really not.
We are unsure what the weapon was at this point, Breezy. It's not fair to speculate, but I do have theories.
Literally looked like it came from a T-ball team.
She drives an SUV.
Right.
Some people would consider that ostentatious. Why are you flaunting? A Honda Accord is much more efficient. The windshield was broken between the hours of 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Monday, July 14th, or as I call it, the witching hour.
Broad daylight.
That's also very true.
Yes.
Keep on going.
Also, this coworker works at a radio station that has an extreme amount of conservative listeners.
That's so better her than us.
Huge possibility that she said something that not everyone could agree with. And as we all know, when you don't agree with someone, you must retaliate in a way that destroys their property.
Seems like the only logical explanation.
And there's no witnesses either.
That's right.
No witnesses. All cameras were broken. And of course, the parking people weren't drafting tickets that morning.
No, they were hanging out. This is a tough one.
I also want to mention that there were no fingerprints or a possible weapon that was recovered. I did test all five senses on the area of the crime. Taste, touch, smell. I listened. What's the last sense?
You licking a cracked windshield is diabolical.
I think I went to Flavortown. I connected with the earth. I connected with the people nearby. I found a guy under the bridge I made friends with, Sweaty Jeff.
The piss tunnel. Yeah.
He was incredible.
This is a tough one, but after gathering all the evidence, which was none, I'm almost 98% positive this was done by a bitter ex who was looking to settle the score.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, Moose. I've been in the game for a long time. I once found a field mouse 400 miles away in New York City for a family. They were very gracious. They compensated me in Starbucks gift cards.
A field mouse?
A field mouse. His name was Titters.
This is why they called in the big boys.
That's right. And remember, I need to pay my cell phone bill. My dad cut me off. So if you need a pet crime solved, call Tommy B.
Let's go to the phones.
Again, this has nothing to do with a pet whatsoever.
This is what the precinct sent over.
I would say famously in the 80s, rocks were pets.
That is true.
We got to hear your takes on this one because today is the day we solve the case. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm actually going to keep my name anonymous.
Oh, my God. We love a mystery. This is actually perfect for the True Crime Tuesday follow-up, so.
Okay, you're going to remain anonymous. What's the tea?
So, I've been listening to you guys all week. By the way, love the show. You guys are hilarious, funny.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm the guy who replaced your coworker's windshield, by the way.
You replaced our coworker's windshield?
No. Yeah. Seriously?
100%. Because I'm the guy. Why would I lie?
Okay, so what happened to the windshield?
So she came in to the shop, and I know you guys had a whole spiel all week about this, and I don't want to kind of ruin your evidence and all your facts and research, but it was clearly a rock. She destroyed everything.
It was a rock?
Yes, 100%.
How do you know that for certain? She actually came in and showed us exactly how the person could have hit with a hammer or a knife. She's very much running with the story.
Are you sure?
100% it's a rock.
case closed. Well, thank you so much for your expertise. Are you too a detective?
No. I just fix windshields. That's all I do on the side. I've been doing that for 25 years.
Sure.
Right. We love a guy that takes his job seriously. All right. So it wasn't a jealous coworker. It wasn't a jealous ex. It was a rock.
Yes.
All right. We closed the book on this one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, do we have eggs on our heads?
All right, guys. Yeah, I'm so sorry to give you this information, but it was absolutely a rock. So.
All right. Thanks for calling up, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Not that guy calling up and taking a huge dump on our one bit that we tried to launch.
Yeah, there we go.
No, it's over.
Well, that was, I guess, a case closed. I will mention that that's exactly what the deep state would want us to think. So,
thanks for your services.
I guess I'll go. Does anybody have a bus pass or perhaps can call me an Uber?
You make a lot of money being a pet detective, don't you? All right, we close the books on that one. Thanks for your services, Tommy B, everybody.
It's
thanks for coming
pleasure.
In.
There's no donkey that can't be found by this honky.
98PXY.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.